Howdy, y'all. This is Christian Haddad, a.k.a. DJ Hadood. I'm here with...
Kendall.
Sweet. And we are here with Claudia Gasponi. Hi, Claudia. How are you? Sweet. So we are going to be... We are going to be talking about Claudia's coalition of minority and social justice groups from around San Marcos, as well as the event they're going to be holding this Saturday at Wake the Dead Coffee House, June 24th at 6 p.m. So, Claudia, from what you were telling us earlier, we did call it the San Marcos Umbrella Coalition, but that's not the official title.
You're correct. It's not the official title. It's really going to be our whole community's organization, and so we really wanted this coalition to be representative of what they thought it would be. So we've decided to basically allow for the attendees of our event to decide what our name will be. We think that's going to be really important to making sure that they understand that this is a collaborative event, this is a collaborative coalition, that everyone has a voice in what this coalition does.
Nice. So we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but like what groups exactly would be in this San Marcos Umbrella Coalition? Like who would it represent, really?
We're really hoping for this coalition to represent and act as a family more than represent anyone. Act as a family for the social justice organizations that already exist and the minority organizations that already exist, so that they have like a bigger family to call upon for resources and for information and for help of any kind that they need. That's who we want it to reach out to, is people who maybe don't even belong to organizations already, but just give them like a group to belong to, a bigger umbrella group.
That's awesome. So what caused you, what made you say, I want to go out and start this coalition? Because I think it's, a wonderful, wonderful thing, because I know so many people that could benefit so much from this. I guess what caused you to, want to start this?
Well, a while back at the San Marcos Public Library, they hosted an event called the SM10, which was a panel of some alum and some people who didn't end up graduating from Texas State about their experiences in some protests on campus in the 70s against the Vietnam War. And the panel got like a lot of people super heated and excited, me being one of them. I woke up at 3 a.m. to work on this coalition the next day. Like, I just couldn't stay asleep. I was so excited. So a few of us met at this event and got super excited about building a new coalition, because the main topic of discussion once it got back to Q&A was, what do we do now? Like, people who care now about creating political change for the better of society, who want, minority groups to have their voices heard, who don't want to get trampled on by the politicians that don't care about them, what do those people do? And the answer was, join together the fragmented groups. And that was really so clear at that event. Like, I saw it in big letters above my eyes. It was like a screen in front of everything. It was like, join the fragmented groups, like, defragmentize. And so some of us talked about it, and then Carter and I, the other head organizer, decided to starting to get the ball rolling, and we decided that the best way to do it was to have a party to get more people involved in what we're trying to do. And so that's where the idea came from.
That's awesome. I like calling it a party. It's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely want it to be a party. We want it to be fun and social. So everyone's getting to know their family, like, possibly for the first time. All the people that you saw maybe at the protests on campus, or maybe they're in your organization, or you know that they're in an organization that you vibe with, but, you don't have the time to dedicate yourself to all the organizations that you vibe with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people, but we want everyone to know each other, to, like, this is our family, and these are who we can call on for support for the causes that we care about.
Right. Because, there probably is, like, a lot of people, at the school and, like, around the community who, like, don't have somewhere where they, like, belong or feel like, wanted or whatever, So, that would be awesome. I know a lot of people would probably really want to join. So, the event is coming up this Saturday, June 24th, at Wake the Dead Coffee House. Do you want to talk about that at all? Like, what all is going to be in there? And do
Yeah, I'd love to. 6 p.m. this Saturday. I'm super excited. I've been thinking about it for, like, over a month now. Basically, the event is going to have a lot of passive brainstorming to start with. So we want to have, in addition to the name being decided, our mission statement being altered. We think that's really important to let the community know that we are hearing what they need and immediately putting it into our own actions. Like, okay, you think the coalition should do this. Well, like, we have the people that can make that happen. Besides the passive brainstorming, we have a $5 suggested donation to the Hayes Caldwell Women's Shelter. We also have a petition going around in regards to SB4, which members can read and decide if they vibe with the petition and if they want to participate in it. We have two speakers currently that are going to present. One of them is going to be speaking on behalf of the LGBTQIA organizations. Not all of them, but a good amount of LGBTQIA organizations in the area. And the other one is going to be giving a lot of information about SB4 mm-hmm. and its implications on our society and on you as an individual, like, you know, interacting with law enforcement and your family members interacting with law enforcement and your friends interacting with law enforcement and what the new boundaries are, because it's completely changed with right. SB4 being passed.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a little, like, very, very short rundown of what SB4 is looking like? Because you said you have that petition, or do you want to save that for Saturday?
Yeah, definitely for Saturday. Someone who's way more rehearsed in SB4 and all the legislature. I don't know hardly as much as the people who are the experts. And there's already been, like, a lot of presentations this summer through the activist community in San Marcos about SB4 mm-hmm. and conversations with the chief of police and how they're going to be interacting with SB4 and communicating it to the residents of San Marcos. Mm-hmm. So there's already been a lot of conversations, not all of which I've been a part of, and I haven't read the entire legislature. So definitely, if you want to know more about it and you have time on Saturday, that's going to be something that you want to see, because I can't tell you right now what it's about.
And that's Saturday at 6 p.m., correct?
Saturday at 6 p.m., Wake the Dead.
Sweet.
Nice. Okay, so there's that event coming up on Saturday. So besides that, like, how else can students, like, if they can't make that or whatever, how can the rest of the community and students, like, get involved or, you know, put their voice, just, you know, join y'all?
Well, right now, we have this event planned for Saturday, and we're also going to have a back-to-school event in August, I believe August 12th, another Saturday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully to do the same thing, join together all the groups, get everyone, like, fired up, have organization members and organization leaders make connections and get to know each other and find out how they can support each other and how they can go maybe half-seas on an event. So the best way would probably to be joining our Facebook page, which would be whatever the name is decided, but I'm sure if you search San Marcos Coalition, it will come up as one of the top things. My fingers are crossed. I think a lot of people will be joining the event, so it'll be really popular. Facebook will give you what you want.
Right. Okay.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. Again, that event is this Saturday at Wake the Dead Coffee House. That will be at 6 p.m. Claudia, thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. It has been a pleasure having you, and I hope to see you there on Saturday. If I'm not at work, please let me not be at work.
Yes, right. And then, I mean, as soon as that, you know, everyone goes to that, and everyone should be there, come out to Starry Nights, and, you know, it'll be a full, busy, fun Saturday, just, you know, being with, I mean, you can go right from that. You meet your, you know, new people and your family, and you go and listen to some good music, you know.
Yeah, keep the energies high.
Right, yes.
And that Hot Starry Nights event is this Saturday as well, at 9:30 at Buzzmill. So, Claudia, again, thank you so much for joining us. We got some awesome music coming up for y'all. Stick around. This is KTSW 89.9 Other Side Drive.